Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today, and we are glad that you are here. In our call to worship during the month of November, we're going to be focusing on the great praise psalms that we find, and we are going to be starting in the last book, the fourth book of the Psalms, next to last, and we're going to focus on some of the thoughts that we see there recorded in those psalms leading up to Psalm 100. And we read beginning at verse 14 of Psalm 90, O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. One of the great cries that we see here is a plea for mercy. A plea for mercy. And that is when God holds back what we deserve. That's mercy. We deserve it, but God holds back the judgment. God holds back things that should come our way. And notice in that verse 14, that we may rejoice and be glad all of our days. The mercy of God is associated with our gladness and our joy. That's brought out over and over again throughout the Psalms. The association of God's mercy with the joy and the gladness that should be present in our hearts and lives. I want to encourage you each day to ask God for His mercy. We want His grace. That is a glorious request. But don't ever forget to ask for His mercy. That seems to be the key that we find both in the Old and the New Testaments of how God allows us to be glad in a sin-sick world, in a world that is turned upside down. With the craziness that we are seeing in the world today and supporting heinous things and calling that good, and then defending yourself against the heinous things, we're calling that bad. The world's upside down. But in the midst of that, God's mercy can make you glad. You can find gladness in that. And so I want to encourage you as we walk through these days of November, as we approach Thanksgiving Day, that you and I as believers are not just supposed to be thankful one day out of the year. We're supposed to have our hearts filled with the joy of the Lord, and that comes by asking God not only for His grace, but also for His mercy. May God encourage us with His word this morning.